Joining us on the GMI Studios, I told you earlier this morning, we're breaking some big news here on Good Morning New Hampshire this morning. Nationally, yesterday, we heard over $200 billion, with a B, dollars in fraud from that extra federal unemployment insurance benefit that was doled out the states before governors like Sununu and other states like Montana, Wyoming, Republican governors, by the way, were the first to do it. They stopped that extra federal benefit because they realized people were getting about $1,000 in unemployment benefits to sit home on the couch and not work during this thing called the pandemic. We're now learning people profited and made a lot of money fraudulently during the pandemic. And in New Hampshire, sources are telling the Good Morning New Hampshire show this morning on the Pulse of NH, there were 15,000 pending hearings of people who either fraudulently took this federal unemployment insurance benefit or did not get it, who legitimately should have. States like Pennsylvania, there's over 100,000 pending hearings. This is mammoth stuff. You won't see 60 Minutes touch this for a while because it may not fit the narrative. Joining us on the GMI Studios, by the way, is the CEO of LexisNexis. Heywood Woody Talcove joins us, GMI Studios, and they know a lot about fraud because they're businesses to help prevent it. Thank you very much for joining us, GMI Studios, sir. How are you?
Jack, thank you so much for the opportunity. New Hampshire holds a special place in my heart, having spent a long time up in Rochester in my earlier career with Cabletron. So,
oh, really?
Love the opportunity. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. This is a big deal. Tell us how easy it was to commit fraud during this period when states like New Hampshire and the Division of Employment Security, they have a super department, good people, probably not have enough people to find out if you're sitting over in England as a scammer trying to sign up to get this extra federal unemployment money. How easy was it, Woody, to commit fraud?
It was easier to commit fraud than it was to actually be legitimate and try to get a benefit. That's why you have 15,000 people right now in a backlog. And by the way, the people that stole the money, Jack, they weren't in the UK. They were in Russia, they were in China, they were in Nigeria, and they were in Romania.
Wow. You're kidding me.
No, of the $200 billion so far that they think has been stolen, and I think that number is going to go higher, as high as $250 billion. Keep in mind that 70% of it went to transnational criminal groups, never to be found, and they have recovered less than $800 million of it. So the money's never coming back.
Were these people, these scammers and these criminals, getting it like weekly? Like, they must have been laughing their head off going, oh, I get my $600 this week.
Jack, it was a party, and you weren't invited. If you went on to some of the dark web pages, if you went on to sites like Telegram, it blew up the second week of March. Every scammer was selling information on how to beat state systems. Now, I got to give Governor Sununu and their team a lot of credit because they did clamp down very quickly and very hard to prevent it. Some of the other states that are nearby weren't as fortunate as the state of New Hampshire was.
Yeah, I had heard and read stories when this was happening, by the way. States like, I think it was Montana or Wyoming, the governor there got out and did something novel that they don't do in New Jersey or California. They went out and talked with small, medium-sized business owners saying, you're paying $21 an hour to wash dishes. How come you can't get anyone to help? And they said, well, governor, people who are on unemployment benefits can take our state $400 a week or whatever, the $600 from the federal side, and sit home and get $51,500 a year to sit on the sofa and not come here and wash dishes. That's why, Governor. So they ended the federal benefit months before other states, right?
Yeah, I mean, clearly there was situations where you were going to make more money on unemployment insurance than you could make actually in your chosen profession.
Wow.
That was only part of the problem. I mean, the vast issue was that most states didn't have basic tools in place to make sure that they knew who they were dealing with. It would be like me walking into the bank, saying my name was Jack, and I wanted to take money out of my out of the account and not showing an ID. That's what happened. It was robbery at scale.
You're listening to Woody or Heywood Woody Talcove, CEO of LexisNexis. They know they're all about preventing and detecting fraud. It's saying that the $200 billion of basically fraud, stolen unemployment benefit, federal, the stipend, the extra benefit, which was more than states were paying, $200 billion at least was taken or stolen, probably $250 billion, the real number, 70% of it to basically international crime syndicates, if you will. Unbelievable. Right. Unbelievable, Woody. Let me go back a little bit and just say, this is kind of remarkable because I know for a fact that the payroll protection program, these loans that banks locally were administering for the Small Business Administration, again, federal taxpayer money to people who legitimately, if your business was shut down during this time, we know the shutdowns didn't do anything, but when they were shut down and the restrictions, people were shut down, small Main Street America. So this was a way you could keep your employees. But there's a federal site I found recently, Woody, if you go on, in New Hampshire, it tells you all the businesses or people that applied for these PPP loans. Some of them were good-sized law firms. And no offense to law firms, they didn't shut down during the pandemic. They were busier than ever handling litigation. Colleges, colleges were still getting student tuition, and they were getting millions of dollars. So this federal unemployment benefit, it kind of ticks me off that so much of it was stolen, basically.
Yeah, well, when you think about it, the fraud rate in unemployment insurance is right around 19% using that new number of 200 million. If you look at the PPP story, it gets even worse, right? I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that there were record sales of Bentleys, Aston Martins, Ferraris, and Lamborghinis over the last 24 months. People created fictitious businesses. The federal government suspended the use of the process to ensure that individuals were legitimate. And all of a sudden, you're hearing about stories all across the country where people applied for money. For example, a story down in Florida right now, person claimed he ran a farm. It was in the middle of a residential neighborhood in the Miami area.
Yeah.
It got hundreds of thousands of dollars. The government needs to do a better job and have more integrity in these programs, right? And, you know, we need candidates. We need government leaders like Governor Sununu. I think my friend Kevin Smith is running up in New Hampshire for Senate. We need responsible politicians that can make sure that legitimate people get their benefits. But these bad actors can't steal money from the American taxpayer. And that's what's happening. It's exasperating. I mean, I run a business. If my fraud rate was 19%, Lexus wouldn't be a company anymore. It would be gone.
Mm. Yeah, again, this is very frustrating stuff. I just can't believe that in New Hampshire, sources were telling me, Woody, before the show, that the most hearings they would ever get at the Division of Employment Security for anything like federal benefits or local would be, you know, hundreds a year, not 15,000 pending hearings. That's a big number for a state of 1.3 million people.
Yeah, well, you know, Governor Sununu is fortunate it's only 15,000. Pennsylvania is 164,000.
Wow.
California, I believe, is over 250,000. There's literally over 9 million people across the country that are stuck in this backlog problem. And right now, the amount of time it takes to individually mitigate each of those cases will be done in about 10 years. Right now, the fact is they can all do it faster using some technologies that are used in the private sector. Most of those people in New Hampshire, right, that are stuck in that backlog, I would say 95% of them are actually legitimate. They just got hung up in the process. Maybe they work at a retail store. Maybe they work at one of the manufacturing facilities in the state, and they've never had to fill out unemployment insurance.
Right.
They don't even have a computer or a smartphone, and they just got stuck in a system that wasn't really set up to handle the capacity. That should all get cleared out, I would think, quicker if the state uses some of the technology that companies like American Express, Bank of America, and the private sector use every single day to mitigate that risk.
So again, you listen to the CEO of LexisNexis, pretty big company that knows a lot about detecting and preventing fraud, Woody Talco. One of the things you said that I, as a takeaway line, during the period of the pandemic, it was easier to steal or fraudulently get weekly federal unemployment benefits than it was to legitimately get them. Is that something you said?
I said that, and I believe that. That some of the controls that were put in across the country made it easier for the criminals to get the benefit than the actual legitimate individual. And part of that is because all of that information was available on the dark web, sites like Telegram, showing people exactly how to manipulate the system. Whereas, you know, you're an honest man, you know, you're an honest blue collar hard worker. All of a sudden your facility got shut down and you've never in your life applied for this benefit. And you were at a huge disadvantage to the Russians, the Romanians, the Chinese and the Nigerian syndicates that were in that system.
Yeah, because it was overwhelming to you, but for them it was like a walk in the park.
Yeah, they're getting their debit cards, you know, $26,000 at a time.
Gotta love America.
To the same address.
Gotta love America. All right, Woody,
God
thank
bless
you.
America.
Love
That's
to get, right. you, get you on back any time we can to kind of wake up consumers and some of the political people on the fraud. Thank you, Woody Talkov, LexisNexis. I didn't know you had worked at Cabletron in Rochester. Former Governor Craig Benson, of course, good friend of mine in the show. And I think does his brother work for you too? Does he show up? Does he do work?
We're not sure. We haven't heard from him in about 6 weeks, but Craig was instrumental. Craig made the mistake of hiring me when I was a young kid and gave me the opportunity to watch how he ran that business. And he was a mentor back then. He's a mentor today. And he's just a wonderful human being who's done some wonderful things for New Hampshire. But not just New Hampshire, all across the country. So he's a person I just absolutely adore.
Now, how big is LexisNexis? How many employees?
Oh, my God. I mean, in the entire portfolio, 36,000.
Wow. Thank you for taking the time as the person at the helm. Thank you, Woody. Appreciate it. Get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Have a great day. Thank
all
you.
Right.